أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 22 of Surah Al-Kahf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke to the point where the people of the cave went into the cave. Allah spoke about their exiting the cave. And then we found in narrations the meeting of the king. The one question is, how many were the Ashab al-Kahf in so far as their numbers are concerned? So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala once again in a very unique way to teach us some very important aspects with regards to our deen. Allah says, سَيَقُولُونَ ثَلَاثَةُ الرَّابِعُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ. They will soon say that they were three, their dog being the fourth. وَيَقُولُونَ خَمْسَةٌ, and they will say, the Ashab al-Kahf were five, سَادِسُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ, their dog being the sixth, رَجْمًا بِالْغَيْبِ, speculating about the unknown. وَيَقُولُونَ السَّبَعَةُ وَثَامِنُهُمْ, and Allah Ta'ala says, and they will say five, and the eighth one, كَلْبُهُمْ, was their dog. Who were the people that said it? We have different aspects with regards to this. One was that the Ashab al-Kahf had passed on, and the people in their time began to dispute with regards to how many they were in number. Secondly, there was this Christian delegation from Najran that came to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and their actual purpose and intention was to debate with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam and other aspects. In that discussion or debate that they had with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the number of the Ashab al-Kahf. They themselves disputed. There were three groups. One was the Malaikiya, the second was the Yaqubiya group, the third was the Nasturiya group amongst themselves. So one group had said the Ashab al-Kahf were three, the dog being the fourth. Another group said five, the dog being the sixth. One group said seven, and the dog being the eighth. However, when we look through, we will find that the very, very basic reason for the surah to be revealed were the Yahud of Medina. Their view was that there were three of the Ashab al-Kahf, and the dog being the fourth. The Nasara generally said there were five, and the dog being the sixth, and the view of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there were seven, and the dog being the eighth. The proof and evidence is in the ayahs that passed, a little bit more technical in detail, not within the scope of this discussion. However, in this ayahs here, Allah Ta'ala already showed us that the numbers 3 and the numbers 5, Allah said, Rajmam bil ghaib. Rajmam bil ghaib, rajam actually means to pelt someone with a stone. And here, Rajmam bil ghaib will be speculation, guessing about the unseen, about the unknown. But when Allah Ta'ala said, وَيَقُولُونَ السَّبْعَةٌ وَثَامِنُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ, and they will say, the Ashab al-Kahf was seven, and the eight was the dog, Allah Ta'ala doesn't say that he's guessing. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, with regards to the next ayat, قُلْ رَبِّ أَعْلَمُ بِعِدَّتِهِمْ, say, my Rabb, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows best their numbers. ma ya'lamuhum illa qalil, none knows but a very few. He is to say that I know that it was seven and the dog was the eighth. فَلَا تُمَارِ فِيهِمْ إِلَّا مِرَاءً ظَاهِرًا. Now a very important aspect Allah Ta'ala draws out of all this, that do not dispute, do not debate, do not argue regarding them, except that it will be a superficial argument. It will be a very surfaced argument, because you do not have knowledge, you were not there at that time. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that regarding the Ashab-e-Kahf, having knowledge of how many they were is not going to increase the quality of our iman. Not having knowledge is not going to decrease our iman. The knowledge that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has exposed in the Quran Sharif is sufficient for us to know that we have to take care of our iman. There are many aspects like this. Which fruit Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam had eaten in Jannah, from which kind of tree, and all of that, the knowledge Allah Ta'ala has not expounded in the Quran, and having such knowledge is not going to increase our iman, and not having the knowledge is not going to decrease our iman. وَلَا تَسْتَفْتِ فِيهِمْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. One is keep away from arguments about things you do not know. Second is do not ask regarding them anyone. In other words, nobody will be able to help you with this answer. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us the perfection of our deen. There are many things that we will have knowledge about, which Allah has given us, that we hold on to. There is imaniyat, our aqidah, our belief system. Allah has clarified, elucidated all of that. Hold firm onto all of those things. The things that Allah has not revealed unto us, do not concern yourself, argue and dispute regarding it. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.